Randy Fulford. I live on the north end of Lake Okeechobee in Okeechobee County. I've been a bass guide on the lake for 29 years. My family's also big into cattle ranching, and so I see, you know, both ends of the issues with the lake in the fishing side and the agriculture side.
First of all, how's the fishing in the lake this summer?
It's been really, really good. The water's clean. If you look at the results of the bass tournaments being held on the lake, it's just like record catches. I mean, huge bags have been brought in. The fishing's really, really good in spite of, you know, all the bad publicity in media and stuff going on with the issues of the lake, which is basically false information. I had one of my clients call me this year, and he said, I heard the lake was in trouble and this and that. And I said, no, actually, I have a bass in my hand right now, and we're catching one right after the other. So, no, the fishing's really been good this year.
Well, you just said great fishing, but the green algae growing on the east and west coast of Florida, on the other end of some long canals that are fed from the lake, has really given you guys a bad shake, because it's not Lake Okeechobee algae that's been in the news, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, I hear all the false information being thrown out there about toxic Lake Okeechobee, and we just sit there and shake our heads and, like, you know, your problems are on your own water on the coast. The fertilized lawns, the septic tanks, the urban build, I mean, the people have just built houses up and down every canal on both east and west coast, side by side. The population's triple what it, you know, what it was, and agriculture gets the blame for everything. I just think it's easy to blame ag. Me being on both sides of ag and the fishing, I see all this stuff, and yeah, I just shake my head and think, you know, you're so far from the truth. If you look at the problems with the water, the algae blooms, it's definitely their problem. It's their water. It's their runoff. Our water's clean. I don't see any issues from our end of the lake.
How do you guys, and what do you think when you hear, we want people on the coast to be first priority over recreation, over irrigation, over flood control, because the people's safety and health matters about the green algae in their canals that's growing in those canals?
Well, I see all the politicians on television, I see their commercials, and again, I'm just sitting there thinking, you know, I don't understand why you want to point fingers our direction. Our fishing, if you look at our records, if you just go online and look at the records of the bass tournaments alone, I mean, the weights are higher than, you know, they've ever been in years. I mean, just record catches on bass, and you know, and there's businesses all around the lake that own tackle stores that's been affected by all this bad publicity. I know several of the owners of the tackle stores have told people, have gotten on social media and said, you know, you have an open invitation to get on my boat and I'll tour you all over the lake and show you how clean and beautiful the water is on Lake Okeechobee. So very few have taken them up on any of those offers. I took recent photos of, you know, just a part of the lake about all that, when all this was going on, and you could just see lily pads and clear water and, you know, just like wildlife thriving there. So I'm not real happy with the edge that the politicians are using to, you know, edge to win the votes from both coasts. You know, I don't agree with all that.
You know, when you look at where the water comes from, again, all the flow into Lake Okeechobee, but even north of the lake, these lakes like Marion, Lake Tahopilaga up, and you're not as good as it used to be, but on up around Lake Kissimmee, Lake Toho up in the Kissimmee area, these are great fishing lakes, and have been. And in the old days, they had cattle grazing in them, and they were good fishing lakes then, and still are.
They still do. They still have cattle in Lake Kissimmee. You see them grazing out on Brahma Island and in the lake. I was there this last weekend fishing an ABA tournament, and the water is just gin clear. It's beautiful. And that's way far north of Okeechobee, but their water is going to flow south and it's going to make it to our lake. But with them having cattle all the way around the lake, you know, all the people that are crying about the bad drainage from up north, I totally do safe level, preferably a lower level. So water is going to drain.
What do you have as far as suggestions?
Absolutely. My suggestion would be to go and talk to the native people of Florida, the ranchers, the fishermen who's spent their whole lives around Lake Okeechobee, or talk to them about the way things used to be and the way things, you know, they know how water is supposed to be maintained. They know how land's supposed to be maintained. To my knowledge, ranchers and farmers are regulated heavily today. You know, we're not allowed to do anything that could be detrimental to the environment, period. Nor do we want to. We're stewards of the land. So my suggestion to them would be go and talk to some of the old timers, the native people who grew up on the lake when there were cattle in the lake. And, you know, they know the old Florida versus the new Florida. Yes, we're populated, but they know what the water and the land's supposed to do.
Randy Fulford, Okeechobee, Florida. Thanks so much, cattle rancher, longtime bass guide. Appreciate your time and sharing your thoughts today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I enjoyed it.